സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 165 വേഴ്സ് 13. രൂപ സംസ്കാര തുല്യാധി രാഗദ്വേഷൌ ഭയം ചയതേ ഗൃഹ്യതേ ധീശ്രയം തസ്മാത് ജ്ഞാതാ ശുദ്ധോ ഭയസ്സദാ. ആഫ്റ്റർ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് the role of karma and the limitation of karma, Acharya talking about the significance of jnana yoga, the importance of jnana yoga, that is ravana manana nididhyasanam. Because karma or upasana both can prepare the person with sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Krishna Paramatma said in 6th chapter also, first yoga helps to the person, qualifies the person, tasya eva shamah karana mucchate. Yoga rudhasya tasya eva. The one who has come to the religious life, after practicing the puja, upasana for some length of time, either in this janma or in the previous janma, once the mind loves to attend the Gita class and study, that is, the person is fit for withdrawal. Shamaha karana mucchate. That person loves to withdraw from the worldly activities. Even though that person is moving in the world with the people, like normal people, but mind is not involved like other people in the worldly activities. Even though person is physically there, but this person cannot involve like other people involved in the material world. This person's mind is somewhere, it is looking forward. Something I want to know, something I want to get peace, something I want. So shamaha karana mucchate, that person can withdraw from the worldly activities and he can come to jnana yoga. Therefore shastram alone is pramanam, jnana yoga shastratah atmasmaranam, he said. Shastratah atmasmaranam, shastratah means scriptural learning. Atmasmaranam means the enquiry one has to do. In the previous shlokas he said, how to do enquiry? Then he started, you have to see that you are different from the body-mind complex. So Shariram he is negating and coming interior towards Atman. In the previous shloka he negated that Atma, the Chaitanya, means Thula Sharira Vilakshanaha. Now, in this sloka, 13th verse, Atma Sukshma Sharira Vilakshanaha also. He want to establish that. Atma is Sukshma Sharira Vilakshanaha. Sukshma Sharira Vilakshanaha means that thoughts which are all rising in the mind, emotions, all belong to that locus, mind only, not to me, the Atma. Same subject, Mundaka Bhashyam and Upadesha Sastri, they are parallelly going together. Look into the shloka which we saw in the last class. രൂപ സംസ്കാര തുല്യാധി. ഹിയർ ധി മീൻസ് ഐ ടുക്ക് ആസ് ഇൻ ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ് ഇന്റലക്ട്. That is, Acharya presents it as upadhi. Intellect is the upadhi anyhow. So, here adhi, not dhi only, he takes it as adhi. Ikarantaha strilingaha adhi shabdaha. Upadhi shabdaha. Upadhi is not there, adhi has been given here. Manaha, mati shabdavat. Matihi, mati, matayaha. So, matihi, mati, jewel case. Similarly, here also, upadhi, badala adhi he took. Adhi, rupa samskara, rupa means color or form. Samskara means impression. He want to say, just as in dream, you are watching your all impressions, vasanas which are projected. Correct? All rupa, colors or forms which are all in vasana form, impressions form, they are all only projected by the mind. Clear? When, before their projection, where is their locus? Where were they all vasanas? Rupa, varna, etc., etc. All the samskaras were in which locus? Upadhi, that is in your own mind. In your own mind only they are there. Mind alone is projecting their dream. That is shown. Where from the dream objects are coming? Tell me. Colors and forms, all those objects are projected by you in the dream. Where from? Only from the mind. One thing is sure. What is that sure? They are all located in the mind. Clear? They are all located in the mind. When they are all located in the mind, what about your raga dvesha? Since all your vasanas, which are all projected at the time of dream, they are located in the mind. Similarly, in waking state also, they must exist where your attachment, raga, your aversion, they must exist where? What is the locus? Their locus is nothing but mind only. That is why he is tulyaha, he says. Just as your vasanas which are projected in the dream, they are all in the mind only. Similarly, raga dveshadi, they are also tulyaha. Tulyaha means they are also same, in same locus, that is mind. Now look into the shloka. Raga dveshau bhayam cha yate. Raga, I liking for certain things, certain objects, certain people. Liking and dvesha, aversion towards certain objects, they are bound to be there, you cannot avoid. Certain food items you like, certain food items you don't like. Certain colors you like, certain colors you don't like. You don't prefer. Certain smells you like, certain smells you don't like. They are bound to be there, raga dvesha. Likes and dislikes are bound to be there. But we should not become slaves to them, that's all. You cannot avoid raga dvesha, but you can avoid attachment towards them. You can avoid slavery towards them. You can avoid becoming obsessed with them. You can avoid. Obsession you can avoid. But their arrival you cannot avoid. Some people struggle to avoid them. You never struggle to avoid your raga dvesha. Raga dvesha viyuktaistu vishayan indriyaisteram. Adi vere shlokam. Raga dvesha are bound to be there, Lord Krishna says. Tauhi asya paripanthi now. May you understand. Raga dveshas are bound to be there, Arjuna, but don't become slave to them. Now what we have to do? Sakshitaya. May you look at them. They belong to the mind. I am the drip, they are drishyam. You have to see the apply the law. whatever is observed by me is different from me. Law number one. Whatever is observed by me is different from me. Second law is, whatever attributes belongs to that observed object, they belong to that observed object only, not to the observer. This is second law. These two laws you have to remember. Principles. I don't want to use laws and LOSs and children. These two principles. Principle number one. Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu drishyaha bhinnaha. I am drik. It is different from me. Whatever is seen by me is different from me. Observer, I am. Observed object is different from me. Second principle, the observed object, the attributes of that observed object belongs to the observed object only, not to the observer, the subject. Second principle. Sorry, why you are all talking all these ways, two principles? Now you have to apply those two principles here. In dream, rupa samskara, samskara means vasana, which are all impression forms, vasana form, samskara means vasana form, rupa, etc. Colors, forms, names, what are all objects? They are all in vasana form. They are all projected. They are all belong to the mind only. You have observed the dream or not? You have observed the dream. You are the observer of the dream. Who is the observer of the dream? Waker. Who is sleeping? Waker as sleeper observing the dream. Apply the law principle here. I am the observer of my dream object. Therefore, dream objects are not real. They are all located in the mind. I am the observer. They are all located in the mind. They are projected from the mind. Therefore, they are all observed by me. They are not belong to me. Similarly, tulyaha, same way, here also, raga dvesha also. Whatever likes, dislikes, other, bhayam, fear, All emotions, whatever they are coming inside your mind, they are all also located in the mind. All are observed by me. Once they are all observed, they are not belong to me. Love emotion comes also, it's not belong to me. It is an emotion, positive emotion occurring in the sattvic mind. Anger comes. That is also another emotion occurring in the rajasic mind. Sometimes dullness, lethargy, laziness. That is also a sort of laziness in the mind, is also a sort of feeling occurring in the tamasic mind. Now, are you tamasic? Are you rajasic? Are you sattvic? Are you lovely? Are you angry? Are they belong to you? Really? You are the observer of them. Look into that line. Raga dveshau. That's why Acharya says, here rupa means neelam, raktam, colors. Neela, blue color, red color, whatever color, whatever you see, they are all in the imprints in the vasanas. Like that, tulyaha, samanaha, adhihi means ashrayaha. They are located in the mind. Yayoho tau ragadveshau rupa samskara tulyadhi. Samam, tulya means samam. They are also in the mind only. Ragadvesha is also in the mind only. That is in dream state, here it is in waking state. Dhishrayam grihyate. Therefore, their locus is dhishrayam. Upadhishrayam, ashrayam. Dhishrayam means ashrayam. Dhishrayam means upadhishrayam. வேர் ராகத்வேஷகம் வட் இஸ் ஆஸ்ரயா மைண்ட் தீஸ்ரயம் மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட் கிரஹியதே தேர் ஆல் டேக்கன் ஆஸ் த லோக்கஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட் ஓன்லி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு in dream also they are all objectified, in waking also they are objectified, that's all. Dhishrayam tasmat therefore gnata, the knower of all those colors, forms, all emotions, either in dream or in jagrat avastha, gnata, who is that knower? Ange inge paaka kodadu nane da, I am the knower of my own ராக துவேஷ பய ஃபியர் எக்ஸெட்ரா ஜ்ஞாதா அஹம் ஒரிஜினல்லி ஐ ஆம் சுத்தா அபயா ரியல்லி ஐ ஆம் ஃபியர்லெஸ் வாட் எவர் ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ் பிலாங் டு தட் இம்ப்யூர் தாட்ஸ் இம்ப்யூர் வாட் எவர் ஐ சி டர்ட்டி எவ்ரி திங் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த மைண்ட் தே ஆர் நாட் பிலாங் டு மீ ஐ ஆம் சுத்தா I am pure, I am fearless all the time. Up to here we saw in the last class. In Jagrata, I experience them in my mind only. They are not belong to me. Name dvesha ragau, name lobha mohau. Madu naiva me naiva matsarya bhavaha. All emotions. So, na dharmo, na chartho, no punya, no papa, which are all we are taking to the subtle body, mind, they are all not there to me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Now, this is called Anumana. Until previous shloka, he took Isha Vashyopanishad, Shruti Pramanam, 2 mantras we saw. Now he is giving logic. This is called a logic, Vyapti Jnanam. Vyapti Jnanam means here, Yattu Yattu Drishyam Tattu Tattu Drig Vilakshanam. Whatever is seen by me, objectified by me, is different from me. Yattu Yattu Drishyam, whatever is object, is different from me, the subject. Tatu tatu drik vilakshanam. Drik means the subject, the seer, the observer. This is called vyapti. Like yatra yatra dhumaha tatra tatra vanhi. Wherever I see smoke, I infer what? I infer fire. And that inference is called vyapti jnanam. ஜெனரலைசேஷன் இஸ் கால்ட் எத்ர எத்ர தூமஹா தத்ர தத்ர வன்னிஹி வியாப்தி ஜ்ஞானம். சோ யூ டூ அனுமான தத்ர தத்ர அக்னிஹி இஸ் அனுமானம். யூ இன்ஃபர் த ஃபயர், யூ டோன்ட் சி த ஃபயர் பட் யூ இன்ஃபர் த ஃபயர், அனுமானம் பண்றோம். ஃபயர் பார்க்கல பட் என்ன பார்த்துட்டு ஸ்மோக் தான் பார்த்துருக்கோம். ஸோ ஸ்மோக் பார்க்கும்போது எத்த எத்த தூமஹா தத்ர தத்ர எத்திர தூமஹா தத்ர தத்ர அக்னிஹி, தட் வியாப்தி ஜெனரலைசேஷன் லீட்ஸ் டு அனுமானம். அங்கே ஃபயர் இருக்குமோ? இருக்கும், கண்டிப்பாக இருக்கும், அது அனுமானம். நீ பார்த்தியா? நான் பார்க்கல. அவன் எப்படி தெரியும்? ஸ்மோக் பார்த்தேன். அது மாதிரி எத்திர எத்திர ராகத்வேஷா திருஷ்யத்துவம் தத்ர தத்ர திருக் விலக்ஷணத்துவம். Wherever the raga dveshas I experience drishyatvat ghatavat. Drishyatvat ghatavat. Just as I experience the pot, I experience my raga dvesha. This is called anumanam. So anumanam, generalization, is called vyapti. It leads to general knowledge, is called vyapti jnanam. Based on vyapti jnanam, what you arrive at is anumanam. Based on vyapti jnanam, what you arrive at is anumanam, inference. What you arrive at, in example, yatra yatra dhumaha vyapti jnanam, tatra tatra agnihi, fire is there. That is anumanam. Similarly, yatra yatra objectification, wherever I see anything that is different from me, that is anumanam. So raga dvesha do not belong to me, bhayam also not belong to me. That is a type of emotion in the mind. This is vyapti jnana janya anumana jnanam. Logically also we are establishing now. This is called a logical way of presentation. From my daily experience, I know I am different from what I experience. From my daily experience, yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu madvilakshanam. Yes or no? Whatever I see is different from me or not? Whatever I see means whatever I experience. I experience my fear. Therefore, fear belongs to where it is located. Where it is located? You experience the fear emotion or fear feeling in the mind. Therefore, you are fearless. Since I experience my fear, which fear is an emotion, which fear is existing in the mind, therefore I am experiencing, therefore I am free from fear. Experience tattvat, eppadi solanu? Drishyatvat. Because I am experiencing, experience tattvat kadaiyadu. Okay, naan chumma use pannen. That is a type of expression. So I experience stars, I am not stars. I experience book, I am not book. I experience fan, I am not the fan. Like fan is, I experience the fan is moving slowly, I am not connected to that. Like that, I am not connected to them, whatever I experience. Therefore what? They all belong to that locus, that object only, not to me, the subject. What is the prayojanam of this? Nimmadi. I am free from all problems which are all occurring in the mind. Next shloka, we will read verse 14. Yanmana sanmayonyatvem नात्मत्वाप्तौ क्रियात्मनि आत्मत्वे चानपेक्षत्वात् सापेक्षं हि न तत्स्वयम्. सो हाउ डू आई नो दैट vasanas or impressions are formed only in the mind? If the question comes, the answer is atma is not experienceable. How can you say all emotions, bhaya, raga, dvesha, only are in mind, you are telling, but I am experienced, they are all in me? Shastra says that is your mistake. They cannot be in you, the Atma, the Self, because Atma, the Self, is unobjectifiable. Since Atma is unobjectifiable, they cannot be in Atma, the Self, you, because you are not having that, because you are objectifying them. You are experiencing, the emotions are not. Since you are experiencing, they cannot be in Atma, because Atma cannot be objectified. But emotions can be objectified. That is why they cannot be in Atma. Atma is unobjectifiable, cannot be experienceable. Since Atma cannot be experienceable, suppose they are in Atma, they are in Atma, you have to experience. If you experience them only, they can be in Atma. Atma cannot be experienceable. Therefore, they cannot be in the Atma. Parisesha Nyayena, where they can be? Only in the mind. And neighborization. Disidentify with them. Now Acharya is entering another very important point. You are already Atma only. You need not do anything to recognize you are Atma. People do lot of rituals. They want to purify themselves. They want to do japa, dhyanam, nadisnanam, puja, so many things. They want to purify themselves. They want to come out of papa. They want to get punyam. They want to do so many things. Since you have mistaken yourself as a non-self, listen carefully. Since you have mistaken yourself as a non-self, which non-self is nothing but body-mind complex, that body-mind complex, you are taking its punya, papa, raga, dvesha, all doshas. There are so many doshas you are just superimposing, and you want to wash off that superimposed doshas. Devaya, இதுக்கு எதுக்கு சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் எதுக்கு பண்ணணும், எதுக்கு வாஷ் ஆஃப் பண்ணணும், தேவையான ரிகக்னைஸ் எவர் சுத்த புத்த முக்த ஸ்வரூப ஆத்மா. வை காண்ட் யூ ஓன் அப் ஆர் கிளைம் தட் ஐ ஆம் ஆல்ரெடி பியூர், ஆல்ரெடி முக்தஹ, ஐ ஆம் ஆல்ரெடி பியாண்ட் எனி இம்பியூரிட்டி, தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ நீட் நாட் டூ எனிதிங். Look into the verse, very very important verse. The whole Upasana Kanda is meant for what? To remove all doshas. Inda dosham, anda dosham, rahu dosham, shani dosham, inda dosham, hey dosham ye kadiyadu mari edhukku swami ella vechirukanga avanga vekkala avanga ella vechum edhukka theriyuma. Those who are having ignorance, for their sake they kept. You want to be ignorant, go there, do that. No Swamini, I want to be wise. Then if you want to be wise, listen my words. Shankaracharya says, look into the words. 14. Yan manaha tan mayaha anyatve yad bhavam tad bhavati desa whatever yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kaleparam, like that. Whatever you think, so you become. People want to become something else, no? Yeah, that's why they want to change their dress, hair dress, nail dress, all that change. To become, to appear like someone else. With regard to Atma, you need not do anything, any upasana, any type of rituals are not required. Because you are already totally accomplished, pure. Really speaking, you are the adhishtana of this entire universe. Now, he says, people do lot of rituals to get that padavi, this padavi, Brahma padavi, Indra padavi, Agni padavi, like MLA post, MP post. So, yet, tat tat devata upasanam tat tat devata rupam labhate yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. At the time of death, whatever you think, you become that. That concept is there. Similarly, if you think, so you become another. That is why they want to become this, that and all. You need not become anything. Already you are complete person. I told you, no, the Raymond suit. If you wear, you cannot become a complete person. Now what happened to that Raymond company manager, you understand? That Raymond owner, Pavam, he became totally incomplete person now. He was giving advertisement, if you want to become a complete person, wear my Raymond suit. Avare incomplete aitar. Now he is a pauper, like a beggar he is living. Puriyirudha? That's why I told him that time itself, come to the class. Well, just a joking. People think, once you miss your real nature, you commit lot of errors like I am punyavan, papavan, I have this problem, that problem. இதெல்லாம் காரணம். இதுக்கு காரணம் என்னன்னா இதெல்லாம் ப்ராப்ளம், சம்சார அநாத்மா ப்ராப்ளம். சடன்லி வாட் ஹேப்பன் ஸ்ட்ரெஸ்ஸிங். Therefore, அனாத்மா ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் கலோர். நமக்கு எக்ஸாம்பிள் நான் சொன்னேன், எப்பவுமே பகவான் வந்து எனக்கு பிராக்டிக்கலா இந்த இப்போ இதுல வைக்கிறது. சோ அனாத்மா ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆர் கலோர். ஓகே, நான் லுக் இன்டு த ஸ்லோகா. என் மனாஹா வாட் எவர் யூ திங்க் தன்மயா. So suppose you meditate, go on meditating upon that object and one day you become that. Inda bhavana illa irukke tanmayaha anyatve. Suppose such thing is possible to atma, is it really possible to atma like that? No, it is not possible. So atma you have to do anvaya first half la. என் மனாஹ தன்மயஹ அன்யத்வே பவதி. When you think something else like this, I want to become, they become like that, I want to think to all things, you become like that. அந்த மாதிரி இந்த ஆத்ம விஷயம்ல ஏதாவது இருக்குமா? அது நடக்காத காரியம். இங்க ஒரு ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப் யூ கேன் புட் அன்யத்வே. லைக் தட் ஆத்ம ஆப்தௌ, ஆத்மத்வ ஆப்தௌ, ஆத்மத்வ ஆப்தௌ ஆத்மனி கிரியாஹன சந்தி. ஆத்மத்வ ஆப்தௌ இன் தி வேர்ல்ட் வி ஆர் சீயிங் பீப்புள். இஃப் யூ டேக் எ புராணிக் லெவல், ஒன் வாண்ட் டு கெட் அக்னி போஸ்ட், இந்திரா போஸ்ட், ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா போஸ்ட். தேர் ஃபோர் தே டூ சச் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் டு பிகம் இந்திரா. தி பர்சன் கேன் டூ லாட் ஆஃப் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் டு பிகம் இந்திரா. To become Hiranyagarbha, there are lot of rituals like that. Similarly, in our world also, we are seeing how people are looking at the world, and I want to become an engineer, I want to become a doctor, I want to become this, that and all they are doing. In the world, we are seeing like that. Here also, in Atma, can I become something else na, by doing some kriya, some activity with regard to atma, the self? Can I become something else with regard to atma na? If at all you become something else, it is not atma, it is something else other than atma. Therefore you need not do with regard to atma anything. There are four types of actions. In Shastra, they talk about four types of activities: apti, utpatti, samskara, vikara. To get something, to become something, there are only four ways. One is either you have to create that, utpatti, like creating the pot. Now I got the pot. After creating the pot, I got the pot. By utpatti, by creating, you can get it. One method. This is called utpatti. Apti means reaching. By reaching to that distance or place, I get that. By reaching to a shop, I go there. By reaching a village, I want to go, or some other place I want to go. So the apti or prapti. Prapti is another type of action through which you get something. One is utpatti, by creating you can get something, or by reaching, by traveling, reaching there you get something. Second one. Or third variety is by samskara also you can get certain things. Samskara means refining. Through refinement also you can get something. How you refine? You refine means, suppose you old painting, you rub it and put new painting. So you got it a new house now. How you got samskara? By removing the old pains and putting the new pains. So you have attained that. Attained means what? You got it, new house now. This is called samskara. Vikara means modification. Through modification also you get something. You want to get curds. Convert the milk into curds. Vikara. So vikara dvara, vikaryam dvara also you get something. So atma cannot be attained either through utpatti or apti or samskara or vikara. Atma cannot be attained. Why atma cannot be attained? Shastra says nityatvat na utpadyam. Atma cannot be created nityatvat. Already atma is available. It cannot be created. It need not be created. Nityatvat atma na utpadyam. Number one, ruled out. Number two, sarvagatatvat atma na apyam. Since atma is all pervading already, I need not reach to atma. Apyatvam is not required. Sarvagatatvat. Then shuddhatvat na samskaryam. Since atma is already pure, you need not do any samskara refinement. Techi 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 atman koncham koncham. By taking bath in Ganga and the river, I want to purify myself. And you are already pure atma. Why you want to purify yourself? Because you have mistaken yourself as body mind complex. You want to purify them. So purify yourself. That is a wrong notion. Therefore, shuddhatvat na samskaryam, atma na samskaryam. Then last one, nirvikaratvat na vikaryam. You cannot modify atma. Let me do some change in the atman. You cannot change the atma nirvikaratvat. Because of all these reasons, utpatti ruled out, apti ruled out, samskara ruled out, vikara ruled out. Then atma is what? Already nityaha, already accomplished, ever non-changing, all pervading. Therefore, you have to understand kriya atmani kriya na. To become atma, atmatva aptau. To become atma, you are atma only. You need not become atma. Atmatva aptau. To attain that liberation, freedom from all the samsara, you are already free. You need not become free. But you are talking moksha, Swami. I am talking about moksha. You need not get moksha. You are already muktaha ni cholradu kahana. It is like one man necklace la. Necklace la theriyumillayo? Kantha chamikaran nyaya. One man, nowadays gents are also wearing no chains, minor chain. Romba romba perusa pottukoda gents ella bonnama irukkaranu solli minor chain. He went to a function and friend asked, where you bought this chain? It's very nice. Show me. He has taken out from his neck and gave it to him. And he is seeing that very nice, very light. So attractive. Then he gave it back to him and he wore that on his neck again. Then he went to his home. Afterwards, he is searching for his chain. Then he rushed back again to his friend's house. Have you given my chain back to me? Then that friend said, at that time itself I have given to you. It is there on your neck. Because the chain went back. Since it is a minor chain, he is not feeling the weight. Its existence also he do not know. It is went back. Then when friend said, it is there on your neck itself. Then Tamil Upasana, now he understood what running is waste. So running was necessary to know, running was not necessary. அங்க போக வேண்டிய தேவை இருக்கா? நிஜமா இல்ல. ஆனாலும் போலன்னு தெரியாது. If he doesn't go there, he cannot know that. Then chain is on his neck. So he has to go there and he has to understand, I need not run here. He has to run to know, I need not run. Adi madri, you have to come to the class to know that you need not come. But you have to come to the class to know that. What for you are coming, what you are seeking, you are already that. You are seeking for peace, you are seeking for ananda. You are already ananda swarupam, you are already shanta swarupam. But you have to come to the class to know that you need not get peace, you need not get ananda. You have to recognize, I am ananda swarupam, I am shanta swarupam. That's what Acharya says. Atmatva aptau atmani kriyana. There is no any activity is required. If at all you do something by karma, by action, whatever you do, that will not stay long time. Gaudapada Acharya says in Mandukya Karika, anantache adimati mokshasyana bhavati. Adimati mokshasya. If moksha begins, moksha means what? Shanti, anandam, freedom. This mokshasya adimat. What time you have got moksha? So and so April 1st I have got moksha. This over time lo moksha vandadane nenchukongale. Suppose over a time ku moksha vandadane, whatever comes will go away. ஆதிமத் மோக்ஷஸ்ய ஆதிமத், இஃப் இட் இஸ் ஹேவிங் பிகினிங், மை மோக்ஷா ஹேஸ் காட் பிகினிங் ஆஃப்டர் கமிங் டு சுவாமினிஸ் கிளாஸ் ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்டடிங் உபனிஷத் பகவத்கீதா பஞ்சதசி ஆல் தீஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் ஆல் ஐ காட் மோக்ஷா. சப்போஸ் யூ சே வந்த மோக்ஷம் போயிடும். அனந்தான பவதி, இட் கேனாட் பி இன்ஃபினிட், it cannot be the permanent, it will disappear again, it will go away. Therefore second line you see, atmatve cha anapekshatvat, nothing is required, apeksha nasti. To become atma, to be as atma swarupam, shanta swarupam, ananda swarupam, atmatve சாபேக்ஷத்வாத் அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் ச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத், நத்திங் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். சாபேக்ஷம், அபேக்ஷா மீன்ஸ் சம்திங் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், சம்திங் டு பி டன். அபேக்ஷா ஆத்மத்வத்தே ச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத், டு பி ஆஸ் பியோர் பீஸ்ஃபுல் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூப ஆத்மா, யூ நீட் நாட் டூ எனி திங். யூ ஹாவ் டு ஓன்லி ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி சாந்தம் சிவம் அத்வைதம் சதுர்த்தம் மன்யந்தே ச ஆத்மா ச விக்னேயா. யூ ஹாவ் டு நோ தட் மச் ஓன்லி. அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் சாபேக்ஷம் ஹி ந தத் ஸ்வயம். சப்போஸ் எனி சாபேக்ஷ, எனி அபேக்ஷா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட், எனி திங் இஸ் தேர் டு பி டன். வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் கர்மகாண்ட, ஆல் திஸ் ரிச்சுவல் சுவாமினி, தே ஆர் நாட் டு attain atma, are not to get liberation. They are all only meant to bring you to this shastra. They are all meant to purify your mind, not to give your atma or liberation or moksha anything. That's what is sapekshatvam hi. Suppose anything is required to attain liberation, I want to attain moksha. For that moksha sake, I have to do this, I have to do that. For moksha sake, you need not do anything. Suppose anything is required, apekshatvam hi. Something is required, Swamini. I have to come to the class only. Class I have to come, I have to buy the book, I have to... This buying book and coming to the class, attending the class, these are all not for moksha. These are all not for moksha. These are all meant to know that I need not get moksha. Coming to the class, reading, studying, doing shravanam, writing notes, or listening to CDs, all these are not for moksha. These are all meant to, shravana, manana, nididhyasana, all are meant to recognize, I the Atma, I am already liberated. This shravana mananam is meant to, I need not be liberated. Because I am already liberated. Therefore, sapekshatvam nasti. No apeksha asti. To teach that only, guru and shastra are here. You need not do anything. There is no doing here. There is only knowing. There is no doing. People are interested in doing, not knowing. Kashtame illa, ayasam kadaiyadu. Nimmadiya fan keela ukkarndhe. Namma paadiki namma onnume pesa venda. Whether you bring the book or not, they won't ask. Whether you write or not, they don't ask. Whatever way you sit, wherever you sit, they don't ask. Whatever time you come also, they don't ask. Ivvula freedom kudutha kuda, why people are not able to own up or claim this? That is what? That is the greatness of their own prarabdha. Prarabdha. So nicely, freely, edavadhu available anna, idhudha, jnanam da. Nothing. They don't charge also. Oh, you give this much money, ivula kudane enak ekrama. Adhum kediyadhu. எதுவுமே இல்லை. ஆனால் ஏன் பீப்புள் கஷ்டப்படுறான்னு தெரியல. இங்கே there is no jignasa, there is no mumukshutvam, there is no clarity in thinking, unfortunate. There is no clarity in their thinking. That is why atmatve cha anapekshatvat. To be as Atma, what I require? To be as Self, what I require? I don't require anything. If at all I require something, na tatvayam, it is not Atma. To be as Atma, to be the Self, I want to be something else. I want to be, you say, already what you are seeking for, that you are already. You are seeking for peace. You are seeking for ananda. இந்த ரெண்டு சொல்றேன், வேற அதெல்லாம் தமிழ் தேவையில்லை நமக்கு. சாந்தி சுகம், சாந்தம் சுகம் அத்வைதம். நான் ஆல்ரெடி, ஐ எம் ஆல்ரெடி சுகஸ்வரூபம், சாந்தஸ்வரூபம். வை யூ ஆர் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் சாந்தி அவுட் சைட், தென் வை யூ ஆர் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் சுக அவுட் சைட். லைக் தட் சுகர், இட் வாண்ட்ஸ் டு டேஸ்ட் இட்ஸ் ஸ்வீட்னஸ். அந்த சுகர் வந்து நான் ஸ்வீட் இருக்கானா இல்லையா, ஆனால் ஒரு நாள் வந்தது சுகருக்கு, அந்த கிறிஸ்டல் சுகர் கிறிஸ்டல், இட் ஹாஸ் காட் எ டவுட், ஐ எம் ஸ்வீட் ஆர் நாட், ஹவு டு நோ? யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி ஸ்வீட், யூ நீட் நாட் நோ யூ ஆர் ஸ்வீட். அந்த எண்ணம் தப்பு தானே. தட் தாட் ஃபார் தட் கிறிஸ்டல் கல்கண்ணு, இஸ் இட் ரைட் தாட் ஆர் ராங் தாட்? Right, wrong thought. That crystal has to, and Kalkanda has to go to class. Why? Ukarano. You need not work for sweetness, you need not taste the sweetness, you are already sweet. You recognize that. You are already sweet. You are already peace. You are already sukhaswarupam. You recognize. That you have to do. If you... some sapeksha dvara something you do, nastatu swayam, it is not your real nature. If anything you do with any apeksha, with any sadhana, it is not you, it's not your real nature. Then what is your real nature? In the next shloka, 15th shloka, he says, khani vai karasa gnep അവിഭക്തജരാമല ചക്ഷുരാഭ്യുപസ്ഥ വിപരീത വിഭാവ്യം ഇവ ഏകരസ ഖം മീൻസ് ആകാശ like akasha kham iva even in Brihadaranyaka one place kama sankalpo vichikitsa shraddha ashraddha dhritir adhritir dhir bhir shrir sarvam manayeva mantra says so everything belongs to mind only not me the atma here acharya says ekarasa one homogeneous kham iva ekarasa like akasha it is one entity gnaptihi gnaptihi means chaitanyam the consciousness is like the space how avibhakta it is indivisible atma the gnaptihi the atma chaitanyam indivisible like space ajara it is decayless ajara means shad vikara rahitah amala it is pure mala rahitah amala means pure such an atma what happened chakshura dyupadhanat sa viparita vibhavyate that pure indivisible ekarasa atma one homogeneous indivisible atma which is decayless such atma appears vibhavyate viparita opposite way it appears opposite means what khandaha jara all these opposites all vikaras are there old age is there death is there and mala amala ka opposite mala lot of impurities are there all are because of what chakshura vyupadhanat sa sagnaptihi that consciousness pure which is indivisible appears as chakshura vyupadhanam upadhi upadhana means upadhi because of eyes ears nose sense organs of action sense organs of knowledge sense organs of കർമ്മ ഇന്ദ്രിയ ജ്ഞാന ഇന്ദ്രിയ അണ്ട് പ്രാണ ആൾ അതർ മനസ്സ് ബുദ്ധി ചിത്ത അഹങ്കാര ഉപാധി മൂലമാ വിപരീത വിഭാവ്യത ഇറ്റ് അപ്പിയർസ് ടോട്ടലി ഓപ്പോസിറ്റ് ഇൻസ്റ്റെഡ് ഓഫ് സേയിങ് ഐ എം ബർത്ത്ലെസ് ഐ സേ ടുഡേ ഇസ് മൈ ഡേറ്റ് ഓഫ് ബർത്ത് ടുമാറോ നക്ഷത്രം സ്റ്റാർ ബർത്ത്ഡേ ടുഡേ ഡേറ്റ് ഓഫ് ബർത്ത്ഡേ പോതുമ ഒരു സർട്ടിഫിക്കറ്റ് അതുക്കപ്പുറം ഐ എം ഏജിങ് my old age I am aging insurance policy aging who is aging body is aging but you are superimposing the aging body to yourself all what are all doshas body mind complex is having all which are viparita viparita means quite opposite to birthless deathless indivisible atma which is only one all anekam you superimpose upon yourself and continue decades and janmas and janmas that teacher is kaani katti nirkanu kuda every class la appadi steady a iruka student kuda to claim aham brahmasmi varamaatengirathu swamini kashtama irukku yen kashtam illa படிக்க வேண்டிய விதமா படிக்காமல் தெரிஞ்சுக்க வேண்டிய விதமா தெரிஞ்சுக்காமல் இருந்தா அப்படிதான் இருக்கும் கஷ்டம் கஷ்டம் தான் ஓகே இந்த கஷ்டமே வேண்டான்னு சொல்ற சங்கராச்சாரியர் அந்த விபரீதா விபாவியத்தை இல்லாத ஒரு ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் ஆல் விகாராஸ் ஆல் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் தட் இஸ் அ ப்ராப்ளம் ஓகே தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் கம் டு த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வில் கண்டினியூ ஹவு free you are from all limitations. We'll see that in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.